Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Filthy Casuals podcast, where we broadcast live at twitch.tv/filthycasualspodcast every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific. On this show, all we do is just talk about Blizzard news, what we're doing in Blizzard gaming, and whatever current events or things that may interest us. So with me today, as always, I've got Alvin, I've got Gino, Richard, and I'm your host, Steven. Without further ado, it's
time
to
get
done. I forgot my line. Nailed it. Well, anyways, first, since this is our maiden virgin voyage, let's just start off by introducing ourselves. Who are we? What do we like about Blizzard games? What's our first Blizzard experience? Favorite game? Let's start off in the round table with you, Alvin. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Alvin. My favorite Blizzard game has to be... Well, I'd say Diablo earlier, like if I didn't discover Hearthstone, but now it's Hearthstone just because it's so easy to access, especially with phones coming out. My first Blizzard experience, watching Gino play StarCraft at his house when I was like 11. I think he didn't know any of the macros yet, and he told me the story about Steven squirting him with water whenever he wouldn't remember hotkeys. And that's my first experience.
Look at me now. I'm a god of games.
You know what, I forgot, the show's called Filthy Casual. Why don't you explain to them, Alvin, what are you, what makes you casual? Why are you casual? Because you're, what takes your time?
I'm too old now, I can't. I'm casual as fuck. I play Hearthstone on my phone.
It's like 18.
That's not the point. I have the mindset of the casual people now. I'm going to school. I don't have time to play games anymore. Except on my phone.
So your first Blizzard game was a StarCraft then? Gina showed it to you?
It's either StarCraft or Diablo 2. Either of those. Because I think you started playing those at the same time.
Oh. What was your first Diablo 2 class?
Necromancer? I think it was Barbarian.
It would be.
Fact.
I think that's everyone's first. That's everyone's first.
I need mana.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Oh, mine was Paladin. His name was Yergay. Y-E-R-G-A-Y. Yergay.
I had a problem with the Paladin. It took me years before I actually made one. I won't say it.
It's racist.
It's very specific.
Well, so let's move on. What's your first experiences with Blizzard games, Gene?
It had to be StarCraft. Use map settings, big game hunters. What's the unlimited money maps called?
Fastest money map.
Fastest
map. FMP. Yeah, that's my first experience. And then after that, that was my first experience, but my first, like, hardcore Blizzard, like, game I ever got into was Diablo 2. And that was late in its, lifespan. I think I started playing when freshman year of high school. I think the game's been out for, like, 4 years
game
or some
really
shit.
Mm-hmm. How did you end up getting into Diablo 2 so late?
Because of you. Because, like, I don't know, we started doing computer games. It's just like, I only have 56k, is there any games I could play? And you're like, yeah, you could play Diablo 2. I was like, really? So that's my first game.
Oh yeah, I remember Dino played that too, and he read the books and stuff, but he played single player.
Dino, he played hacked clients.
Yeah.
With like small charms that gave you like 9,999 dexterity.
Maxed out all your talent points.
Yeah. No, it's like, were you like that other like connect to other people setting?
What's your favorite Blizzard game right now? Gun to your head, Gene.
Best Blizzard game, like best Blizzard game ever.
Favorite.
You know he's gonna say Diablo.
Diablo 3,
of course.
This patch has surpassed Diablo 2.
And you're so cheap to get into it when we all told you to get into it.
I'm glad I didn't experience season one. I like where I'm at right now.
What a man. You're a piece of shit. you didn't go through the trials and tribulations. Everything D3 went through.
What about you, Richard? What's tell us about yourself.
My name's Richard. Long time Blizzard fanboy. Pretty casual. Never really got too hardcore in any of the games. I played a lot of them, but I've never been competitive. Very competitive in them. I would have to say my favorite... Oh, man, my favorite Blizzard game. That's tough. Oh, that's tough.
Your mom.
I really can't say. I like them all. I like
them all. You have one. Pick
okay,
one.
There's WoW. WoW, I played for 5 years.
Cool story,
years.
Bro. What's the answer to the question?
Oh, anxiety. Let's pick for him. Lost Vikings.
Okay, let's.
Shit, I can't say. I love them all. I can't.
Okay, what do you have the least experience with?
Hearthstone.
Your mom.
Hearthstone.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. What do you have the most?
No. StarCraft 2. By far. Oh. StarCraft 2. No.
Yeah. What about the most?
Most experience?
Wow,
for sure.
And when was the point you're like, dude, these games are sick?
Probably WoW era. Yeah,
WoW era.
Yeah,
that's
when I really became a Blizzard fanboy. Like, wow, they know how to make games. If they can keep me with a game this long and having paying a subscription, yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money on WoW.
I think we all have a soft spot for WoW, though. Mm-hmm. We all wouldn't be friends without it.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's why for me, it's my number one because of those reasons. like it connected all of us in a way that an MMO is designed to. So I'm looking at David in the chat. It helped us all meet. I'll never forget. What the hell? We were doing Scarlet Monastery, Gino, at like 3 a.m, and we kept saying, "Oh." I forgot David's character name, but he's so buff and hot, and then you guys linked your MySpace, and then you saw the other girl's MySpace, and you're like,
oh!
Adelia!
Yeah.
I can never forget that story.
I think those are the experiences that make WoW my favorite.
She looks like her
favorite.
Character.
I agree. I guess in that sense, I also WoW. Meeting all you guys, it helped mold our friendship.
Who's this Zaraki guy?
I mean, it's cliche to say, but it is a life-changing game, in a way. Yes.
For sure.
I don't think we would be as close without it.
Yeah. Thank you, WoW.
My first Blizzard experience, the first game I ever played, was the Winnie the Pooh Adventure Story on PC.
Wait, that's not a Blizzard game.
And then I changed it. And then someone introduced me to StarCraft 1, and I remember I would stay up hella late and do a 3v1 Comp Stomp on Bloodbath.
Oh, that was
to pad my stats.
That's a crazy transition.
And then I would try to play ladder. And then I would go like 2-8 in ladder. I'm like, fuck, my record sucks. And I would make a new account and do it all over again.
Dude, I made so many names.
And I was probably like in the third grade or something when that happened. And then after StarCraft, Warcraft 2 came, and I remember visiting James in his house.
The Warcraft god.
Yeah, we played Warcraft 2, and his brother had a computer, and James had a computer. We put this big like science project board between us, so we could play against each other one-on-one in LAN. But, of course, James knew how to play, and he would just stomp me. Like, this is cool, but stupid.
It's cool that you could play with another person on PC, right?
Yeah. And like, I remember we'd make dragons and stuff, and we'd play against computer, and like, oh, it was so fun. It was so sick.
Yeah, I remember my cousin when I first got StarCraft. We still had 56K back then. I barely even knew how to use the internet. He's like, okay, ask your dad for this password, tell him to log you in, and then press this button, battle.net. I was like, okay. he led me all the way through it, and then, okay, let's play some UMS. Like, oh, okay. Wait. These are real people we're playing with? Oh my god. Mind blown.
What year was this?
That was probably around like second, third grade too. So,
dude,
I'm gonna say 96.
Oh my god!
Dang, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
it's 96. That sounds
about right. I was a strict console gamer up until high school.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything PC.
High school? No. That's a long time.
I showed you the way.
Yeah, I know.
I played Minesweeper.
Steven ruined my life.
I mean, I won't forget those times when I first met Eugene and we were talking about StarCraft in geography class. Like, then I saw you playing us and I just my jaw dropped. Like, how bad can you be?
It's like, then, dude, I play StarCraft too. I'm hella good.
Yeah, now you're good. Now you're good. Now the student has to pass the sensei or whatever they call it.
It's the master.
Good times. That was fun. Yeah, David talks about their CS too. We played that a lot, but not nearly as much as Blizzard games.
Oh yes, CS was, I think, it started with StarCraft and then CS.
Did you guys ever go?
Then just a lot of CS.
Did you guys ever play at LAN centers? Never go to LAN centers.
Oh yeah,
me and Steven went at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went a bunch of times. No, your brother took us way more than once at AdZone.
Well, what did you guys play?
Oh yeah, it was just Counter Strike.
We just played Counter Strike. Yeah, I remember we played D-Rats a lot at AdZone.
Oh yeah, so fun,
dude. I remember LAN centers. I had a bunch of teenagers playing in the dark with a bunch of Red Bulls next to them. Terrible environment. And then there was always that one nerd that would play StarCraft. I'm like, oh, I can't believe he's playing StarCraft over there.
God, this game looks like shit.
Hell, my computer is really shitty at home. And I couldn't play CS online, but I could play with bots. Like, Steven installed it on my computer.
I was just
playing a shit ton of bots all day, and then bring my skills over to the LAN center and wreck those fools.
I would opt bots for days. I had 56k, so hell no, I wasn't playing CS on 56k. It was so bad.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was terrible.
I had 56k until I want to say like high school. Long time.
Gino wouldn't let me play
high school. Like,
that's a long high school, time. Dude. Yeah.
He made me ask my mom for money to give to him for every death. Fucking douchebag.
I don't remember this.
It's like, if you want to play, give me a quarter. It's like, are you serious? I was like six then. I'm like, fuck, dude, come on.
Getting hustled.
I don't remember this, but it sounds like something I would do.
Douchebag.
Another thing is called Fifthly Casuals. I just want to say I'm the probably least casual out of this group.
Oh yeah, I should say. I would say me and Richard have full time jobs, so we're pretty casual. I probably play like 8 to 12 hours on a good week per week.
Yeah. Damn, that's Monday for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nerd.
Yeah. How about what's your guys' playtime per week? What's your average playtime, you think?
Oh shit,
I spent a lot of time AFK, like solid gameplay, probably like 6 hours.
We should say Alvin's still in school and has a girlfriend as well.
I have a lot of time AFK.
It's pretty skewed for me right now just because Diablo. But that's starting to teeter off for me right now.
So on average, Gene, what would you say? Let's say you weren't addicted to Diablo.
I think 25. 30? I don't know. So I don't want to...
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds reasonable. Four or five hours a day, yeah. On my days off, I usually get between like 4 to 6 hours. 4 to 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
What about you, Richard?
I try to play a little. I don't always play Blizzard games. I try to play on weekdays, maybe 2-3 hours when I get home. But on the weekends, I really cram. Usually, that's my hard playing time. Yeah. So I'd say a week, maybe 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Let me do some, so between all of us, that's about maybe 10 hours a week, divided by four. So that's why we're filthy casuals. But we still like to talk about Blizzard. We still like to talk about all the news. That's why we made this podcast, because it's fun. We just do it for ourselves. Do it for you, the viewers. Do it for all six of you.
Do it for myself.
We're glad you're here. So moving on to from the past, let's talk about what's new. What's new for you, Alvin? What have you been playing?
Hearthstone. What have you been not playing? Hitting up that Hearthstone. I can't play anything else, dude. My computer is so bad. I can play on my phone. My computer is as good as my phone as of like last week.
Is that bad? Like, is it just freeze or something?
No, it's just like, you can feel it like chugging. Oh my god. I could play Heroes of the Storm. It's fine. But it's like anything more than that, like Grand Theft Auto, you know, it's just like, you know, it's done before it even began.
Grand Theft Auto? Wait, Grand Theft Auto?
No, I'm just saying, like, oh. I'm not even going to buy it because I know my computer's not going to run it. Mm. So.
You get an iPad, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. In that sense, though, aren't you glad Blizzard games are so optimized?
Hell no, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude. Feels like, I don't know. I still hella lag a Diablo for some reason.
I never need to go on my computer.
You never need to go on a computer again.
That's why I'm always on my bed when you guys like talk to me and just have to get up. I'm like, nah. Vent is on my phone. Like, what the fuck? Why do I even need to touch this shit anymore?
So you're playing the new expansion pack?
Yep.
You clear all the wings? How's it feeling for you?
No, there's still one wing left unreleased. Everything is, it's all right. Nothing good yet besides Thorsen, but I mean. That's a given.
The encounters are good, though?
Yeah, they're really fun.
Alvin's our residential Hearthstone vet.
They're fun, especially the one where you kill Nefarian. Spoiler alert.
Wait, how does that fight go?
Oh, well, it starts off, like, super OP. Because, mm-hmm. like, he has, like, 50 extra armor or something. Like, or, like, he has 30 health, 20 extra armor, but then, like, you don't know. Here, it's just like, Ragnaros sends you a message like, hey, I'm going to help you. And I didn't, like, realize he was actually going to help me.
Oh.
And so he, like, sends me free mobs every turn. It was pretty sick.
Random mobs?
Yeah. It's, like, 6-6 taunts. Crazy, like, crazy mobs.
That was cool.
Yeah. It's fun. It was a fun encounter. I enjoyed.
Random mobs. Huh.
Did you, have you cleared it on the Mythic difficulty?
Heroic? Psych.
Heroic?
I want cards. I don't need this gameplay shit. Make it harder for me and I don't get anything? No, I'm good.
Get a card back. Come on, man.
I don't need card backs. I got like 20 of them.
Oh, brag about it. Shit.
I mean,
card backs?
They look cool, yeah. Though. The new one looks especially cool. Better than the next one.
I'll do it when I feel like, you know, like, fuck, I have nothing to do. I already took my third nap. You know. Then I'll do it.
My computer's already dead.
My computer won't turn on. Okay, fine. I guess I'll do it.
By the way, it's really tough when you play Heroes of the Storm with Alvin. If he ever disconnects...
It's over. I'm gone.
It takes you 20 minutes to reconnect. It's ridiculous.
Damn, it's over, dude. I don't have an SSD. I haven't reformatted since my junior year of high school.
You need to get a job. You should just spend like at least $50 on an SSD. So you can reboot and load into the games faster, then just reboot, and then take off all your shit on your computer.
Dude, there's a 480 gigabyte SSD on sale for $150, like on Newegg, I think.
That's impressive. Yeah, I bought my 240 gig for $200.
Oh my god, I might buy it.
But you can always put it in your computer now and then upgrade it when you get a new computer. Or use it when you get a new computer, I mean.
Does the Heroes of the Storm reconnecting thing, is that still a problem right now?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's only a problem for people that boot up slow, because it takes time to catch up. But
I know,
I don't know what happens.
But the faster your computer boots, the less you have to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never DC'd, so I don't know what it's like.
for plebs like me, yes, it's a real problem.
So when you reconnect, how long does it say you're behind by, usually?
Like, by the time I get into the game, it's like, you're behind 7 minutes.
7 minutes? That's it, really?
Yeah, no, but then, like, it keeps adding time as it, like, takes out time, so, like, I'm sitting there, like, by the time it's all done and over, it's been, like, 10 minutes worth of waiting.
Normally how it's supposed to be is, it says you got, like, 3 minutes, but then it skips, like, three-second intervals, and it just catches up quickly, usually. Sorry.
Yeah. I never experienced this.
Yeah, I don't know, I never...
Must be nice.
You DC a couple times, Richard.
Yeah.
It doesn't nearly take as long.
No.
I don't know, Al. Maybe it's not 100% your fault that it takes. It could be something on their end.
Sure.
I feel like.
Yeah.
It should not take that long.
You're right.
Perpetually it's behind fault. In time.
It's fault.
We must go back.
it's the worst one. It's like, okay, you are 0.00 seconds behind, and then it adds another 3 seconds, and I'm just like, are you serious?
So close. Yeah.
Bullshit. And the comp freaking chooses your skills for you.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's what John is saying. Come back and the computer F's up your talent pick.
You know what they need to do? They need to add an option where you can auto pick before, auto select your skills. Like, I just want this build in on this hero. And then it'll, every time you level up, it'll just do it automatically.
Oh, you have like a plain build or whatever?
Mm-hmm. And then you just save that build to a page or something. Kind of like a LoL's rune page or talent page or something like that.
That actually would be really good.
That's a good idea.
Right? Come on, Blizzard.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Yeah, where you at, like, Blizzard?
I don't know, there was something in LoL that I really liked when you wanted to update your skills or your talent point or whatever. I forgot what it's called now. You just press Control 1 or Control E, Control Q through R to level it up.
Oh, yeah. The quick
assignment. I don't know, sometimes when I'm playing Heroes, I'll try to level up just by doing that, and it doesn't work.
There's got to be a way. I haven't looked it up myself. But
No, David, I don't think you can do templates, by the way. I mean, you could print it out like one Heroes on Fire or whatever. Yeah.
Heroes on Fire?
And then you could print it out and write it down, but you can't set up a template.
Mm-hmm. That'd be too easy.
Yeah. There's some optimizations they still need to do. Some things that would make life a little easier.
Hey, they still got a little more than a month? They could do something.
Yeah, they got like a month and a half or so.
Oh, yeah!
It's pretty close. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, they should get on it.
Get on it.
My problem with that, when that game comes out, though, man, there's just going to be a flood of like noobs playing a game, I feel like.
And
don't worry.
I don't know, a flood of good people, too.
It's okay, yeah, new talent.
We'll all be rank 40 by then, and we can just play Hero League.
I feel like there's going to be way more noobs. Like, even if you were good in LoL, you're going to come into this game just not as good still. I don't know.
I think some of the skills transfer, though. I mean, map awareness is the biggest one, I feel like.
Well, I guess.
Let's see. What has been taking up your time, Gino?
Diablo 3. But I think I'm at that point where I could take a break from this game. I hit my highest on the ladder for monks was 513, and
that's pretty good.
And then I hit twos with Qua at 650, and now I'm at that point where it's just like, in order to upgrade my gear, is just everything's just marginally better.
Yeah,
there's no more big upgrades for me. It's gonna take like hours. It's gonna take like 10 hours of farming just to find one piece of gear.
I feel like that's when it starts to not get fun anymore. Like,
do you think there's
fun?
There's new drops or something that change your build or make you rework your talents, or you're just like, nah, this talent is, or this build is way strong, I'm not changing it.
Yeah, I'm at that point where I have everything I need. I've already changed my talents. I have the gear for the build. Now I just need to find better versions of the shit I already have. So that's not really fun to me right now.
Yeah,
I think so. I'm gonna just take a break, play GTA 5, which is really good, by the way.
Yeah, we all got GTA 5.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to 2013.
Oh, man. Turns out.
I did a really good job of not getting spoiled for that game. Like, I didn't even know the main characters' names. I avoided all information about the game. Waited.
Gino thought the black guy's name was Jamal.
in the black guy's house, you can get high. It's really funny.
I know.
He gets super high. He hallucinates. It's really good.
The screen turns all fuzzy. I don't know how he's. I don't know how he's able to drive.
GTA is really fun. I am down with it.
Mm-hmm. You have it for PC yet?
I think Steven, don't you have
it? Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading what Brett was typing. He said, "Is that why everyone was up late last night?" I was up late playing HOTS, but I had it for 360. I played it for like 60 hours in like the first 2 weekends it came out, and then I traded it in.
Are you gonna get it for PC? Might as well
play online with us.
I like the idea of that, but it never happens because my schedule is so off from you guys.
Oh yeah.
So like,
buy it from me. And then you can just log on.
You can't even run it.
No, see, this is what I'd be able to test it. You know,
by not running
wins.
It. What do you mean?
I'd be like someone. I didn't pay the money, so you know, someone else. It's someone else's game, but I can use it.
You should just buy a 120 gig SSD for $60, Alvin.
That does nothing for my performance.
Yeah, but you should get back in the game faster.
Alvin does have performance issues. He has performance issues.
Yeah, that game just runs so well. Like, I when I booted the game, I didn't even fuck around with the graphics settings. I was just like, all right. Because usually games over, like, I don't know.
They do too much?
Yeah,
are you
they
playing,
do too much.
Are you playing on the Xbox controller?
No, I just do PC, mouse and keyboard. And I don't know, I just left the default, and my computer doesn't dip below 60 at all on a 660 Ti. I'm like, damn, this game runs well. Like, even with hella people on the screen, hella cars, lots of shooting, never dips.
Very well optimized.
That's good.
So good.
It looks good, too.
Oh, and if anyone wants, it's still on sale till today, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Oh, to the end of today.
Green Man Gaming has a coupon, and you can get it for $46.
I linked it in the chat.
Nah. Ugly deal. What about you, Rich? What are you playing?
I was playing a little D3 as well. I was playing this season, but I think I'm pretty much done too. I've always, for every season, I always played like a bunch the first week or two, and then I just get burned out. Like, I get anything. Once I get to the point where like almost no gear is really an upgrade, it takes forever to get an upgrade, then I get bored of it, and then I just move on. But yeah, other than that, I also got GTA 5.
I think it's bullshit. Over 100 hours of gameplay for me, I've only ever found 2 gifts. Ramalani gifts.
They're rare. They're rare. Took you a while.
I think I have like 2 in my bank.
Darn, Jesus doesn't like you, man.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Those gifts are... you can explain what those gifts do.
You don't deserve them.
Those gifts is pretty much add a socket to your weapon. Mm-hmm. So you could put a gem in it.
How long did it take you to get the first one?
The first one was actually pretty quick. I think like 50 hours. Shit.
50
the
second... hours?
That's quick.
That's quick. And then the second one took me like, 70 hours? And then now I haven't found another one. It's kind of made me mad. Hmm. When last season, I was like finding them left and right. I don't understand.
Making it rain with gifts.
Are you playing single player GTA or just multiplayer, Richard? We're playing both.
Yeah, probably both. I haven't played it. This is my first time playing it, I should say that. So I'm gonna play the story and probably play multiplayer whenever people are on and do some heists and fun shit.
Have you do you play on controller or mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, I got a controller.
I don't know. I felt like mouse and keyboard was just so easier to, I don't know, shoot.
Aim?
Yeah, shooting and aiming was a lot better. Driving is better on the controller.
But I
don't know.
I feel like GTA is like a sit back, relax kind of game.
I'm with you.
Yeah. It doesn't really have to be intense. It's all for fun, you know?
I don't know.
Pick up hookers.
When I struggled to drive and shoot at the same time with a controller, that was the moment where I was like, you know what? I'm going to play mouse and keyboard.
You know what I don't like? The sprint is bound to the X on the PlayStation and A on the Xbox. So it's kind of hard to sprint and then look around at the same time. I wish sprint was bound to the left press down joystick. You know, like in Call of Duty?
You can't remap it?
I try.
No, I don't think you can remap. Yeah.
What the heck?
Not the keypad.
You dude, that'd be terrible to hold down the joystick while sprinting, because you're sprinting a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I didn't. I mean, maybe it's because I was trapped on the controller, but I didn't notice. I mean, it's fine. I just run straight when I'm sprinting anyway. I didn't feel the need to look around.
Oh, so it was the same layout on the
console,
like, right?
Like I have to keep spamming A, I think, to like sprint really fast.
Uh huh.
But it kind of locks me into his back view. Like if I turn around, I have to stop running.
I see. I need to play it more. Maybe I just need to get used to it.
No. That game must run fucking crazy on your computer, right?
Yeah, it went pretty well. I mean, I haven't really played all that much. Literally like 10 minutes of it. And then started shooting. I just did the prologue. It's good, though. Game looks good. Yeah.
So me, I've been playing H.O.T.S. Hot, hot, hot.
Get hot.
I don't know. It's just really fun. Mm-hmm. I've been playing as my Queen Zerg Zagara a lot. And then I bought Zeratul because I was really drunk after our podcast on Monday. drunk shopping. And then Zero Tool was on sale, so I was like, whatever, I'm buying. But then I was like, I played Zero Tool, and then I was like, I suck at this character. And I felt like I wasted $5. I bought Thrall with my gold today, and I kick ass with Thrall. So I like Thrall now. Sick. That's all I've been playing.
Fisher? Right? No.
Yeah, it's like, Sundering. I don't know what Sundering. It's called. Sundering. Yeah. That's a sick one. Yeah, Thrall's really cool. He's like, he's really hard to kill for an assassin. Yeah. That's why I really like playing with him.
Wind Fury.
Mm-hmm. He's an assassin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, melee assassin. Oh. But he doesn't have as much mobility as like Nova and stuff like that. I guess that's the downside. Mm-hmm. But he's harder to kill, so. Yeah. Hots is pretty sweet.
I don't know. I haven't played that game. Oh, go ahead.
Actually, no, lately I've been playing. I played with everyone else. I was playing with Marlin and Jonathan and Kelvin late last night for a couple hours. And I played with Kelvin and Marlin this morning, too.
Did Kelvin not have work?
Kelvin was off today.
Oh.
Then we went to go eat lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I slowed down on HOTS for now. Playing other games.
Playing D3.
Once GTA 5, I'm done with that. I'm probably going to rotate in CS again. CSGO.
Oh. Yeah, we were talking about that. I haven't played it in a while. Like before the whole WoW craze, I was playing CSGO a lot. Then once we started playing WoW, I stopped playing CSGO and I haven't got back into it since like December or November.
I think everyone stopped playing CS. Mm-hmm. Except for a select few.
It's my body can only handle so much. It's a really stressful game. Like, I can't play CS the same amount of time as I can like WoW or something like that. I need to like take breaks and walk away.
Yeah. Have you played CS on your new monitor? How's your G-Sync on it?
It's nice. FreeSync on my monitor. FreeSync, yeah. It's really nice. It's interesting. It's expensive, but I think it's worth it. I'm saying it's worth it. I can't just... Well, how do you guys feel about new technology? Obviously, FreeSync's new technology. FreeSync, G-Sync, and 144Hz and all that. What do you guys think about adopting a new technology? You pay a premium for it, but get that new technology.
Yeah, Alvin, how do you feel about new technology?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to necessarily. I'm still like on a Pentium 3 right
now. He overclocked it from 500 megahertz to 700. Once you go 144Hz, there's no going back. Yeah. There's no going. I had to buy a second monitor because I could not play on it anymore. Mm-hmm. Once you go 144, you cannot go back.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like a monitor or something like that. How do you guys feel about just like, being an adopter of new technology, like new iPhone or new iPad, something like that. You think it's worth it getting it the hot thing right there?
I wouldn't say. I don't think so. I think you gotta let other people buy it, see if they think it's worth it, and then you jump on it when the price lowers. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in just jumping on it right away.
Like when it's on sale and stuff, the price goes down.
Like HD DVD, you know how that went.
true that. What about you, Alvin?
I like to wait very, very long to see if it try and test it.
Until the next generation of tech comes out.
Yeah, you know, and then I wait.
You mean the next generation of tech?
Yes. I still have oh, God.
Gotta get new tech now. Just drop my phone.
I still have an iPhone 5, you know, it still works great. I mean, the batteries. I don't get more than an hour of standalone battery life. You know, whatever.
I feel bad for you, son.
What about you, Steve?
I think early adopters, it's always nice to have something new and shiny. Of course, you never need it. Uh-huh. But isn't that just how, like, everything works in America? You gotta buy the new stuff. Because it's cool. And early adopters are what drive the industry. And as long as, like, Intel is selling processors and Gigabyte is selling motherboards to gamers, and we're buying them, then that keeps the esports industry going. It keeps like competitive gaming going. It keeps manufacturers happy. Manufacturers want to sell their products to gamers. And I think it's necessary. Even if it's only like every 10-20% improvement, we always like to have nice new things. And you kind of support the industry that way.
It's necessary. Trying to justify your purchase, Richard?
A little bit. I mean, it's nice. This is probably one of the few times I'm an early adopter. Usually I like to wait for a good bargain, but figure, what the hell? It's a nice feature.
You know, the nice thing about FreeSync is that it doesn't have a price premium, just like G-Sync has like a $200 price premium, but FreeSync does not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, can you guys explain it like I'm five? What's the difference between Free and G?
They're
the letter.
They basically both do the same thing, but NVIDIA charges a premium on theirs. They say they add a module into the monitor that
Richard, can you talk closer to the mic?
Oh, sorry. So G-Sync and FreeSync essentially do the same thing. Basically, a graphics card, whenever it outputs a certain amount of frames, and mm-hmm. you don't have VSync on, right? You disable VSync. You know how there's tearing?
Yeah.
That's because the graphics card is outputting more frames than the monitor, which is usually capped at 60 hertz.
Okay.
Most monitors are at 60 hertz. So it's getting fed too many frames, and that's what causes the tearing. And when you turn on VSync, if the frames ever drop below 60, you perceive that input lag, right? That stuttering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So do you want VSync off or no?
You want it on because it improves your image quality.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the tearing. It looks nicer.
Mm-hmm. And the only time it's a disadvantage is input lag when it ever drops below 60. And you don't want that. That's really bad. Well, it's bad, but it's something we've always lived with. And G-Sync and FreeSync, it's the new technology, which was basically whenever your graphics card fluctuates in FPS, your monitor will change its refresh rate at that same frame. So,
God damn.
Yeah, you'll always see one solid frame at any given time, unless it dips to like a very low amount. I think it's like 30 or below, and then you'll start to perceive stuttering. But anything above that, it's a clean, smooth frame at all times.
What I'm interested in
I think you better get a new graphics card before you get this. This monitor.
Mm-hmm. They both kind of go hand in hand.
I wish I could see FreeSync in person because as I have a 144 hertz monitor, I'm not always outputting 144 FPS, mm-hmm. but I can still see and feel that it's so much different or like faster than my 60 hertz monitor. Like it's. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge difference. So I wish I could see it side by side and get a comparison.
Yeah.
I was at Paris' house.
Do you have 244 hertz monitors?
I have one upstairs and one downstairs, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Once you play, you cannot go back. It's that good.
It is the way to go.
Do you feel that, Richard? I feel like when I was explaining to you, Richard, not the FreeSync, but the 144 hertz, like you're a little skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie. I was mostly skeptical because I didn't want to get a 1080p. I wanted to get a 1440p. I wanted to move that stuff up. And that's why I paid the premium, because I wanted that. I wanted the 1440p plus 144 hertz. And there's not many monitors on the market right now that can provide that.
Yeah, and I bet it looks freaking beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. It's so smooth. 144 hertz or bust for gaming, in my opinion.
I also feel like, as far as hardware goes, like hardware is vastly outpacing, like the software. Now that we're in a new generation of console gaming, as far as the PS4 and Xbox One, games like GTA 6 will be more optimized for the new consoles, meaning they'll be better graphics, more optimized for multiple cores. So we'll start to see more games take advantage of our faster hardware. But right now, it's kind of like at a plateau, really. Like, the hardware that we have vastly outpaces what the games can do. Unless you're playing, like, Crysis or something really intensive. But for the most part, games look great, and it's fun. It's fun to have new shinies, like I said. Mm-hmm. And it's important for the industry, because that's what keeps it going.
Mm-hmm. I want shinies.
PC Master Race.
Yeah, PC Master Race.
You'll get there, Alvin. You'll get there.
Don't worry.
You need to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, honestly, like, a dual core, cheap SSD, you don't need much to play mini games nowadays. Like, run them well. Solid 60 FPS on 1080p. Maybe like a $300, $400 system. That's excluding the graphics card.
No, I am going balls out when I do my buy my computer. I'm not like, no.
Not like Kelvin.
Once you get a job, then it's...
Yeah. It's game over.
It's with game no over. Regard!
No regard for my bank account! Alright, moving on. Moving on. Heroes of the Dorm. That was on last night on Sunday. ESPN2. On cable television.
We made it.
We did it! Gamers are in there. First there was Dota 2 on ESPN3. You had to go to the website and log in. But this Heroes of the Dorm was on freaking national TV.
Yeah.
Like, you could turn on... Most people would turn on their TV like, what the hell is this? Computer gaming? No, I want to watch tennis or something.
You know what was cool, though? Like, there was a bunch of haters. There was a good amount, but, like, a few of them, they tuned in, they tweeted, and they're like, oh, I tuned in ESPN for some sports or whatever, but they started getting into it, and they're like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. These commentators are awesome. And I thought that was really cool. I think that's a big step forward in esports.
Did you guys watch it, Alvin Gino?
I didn't.
If I had a TV in my room, I would have watched it. But no,
I don't think I have ESPN 3.
You know, it's not on ESPN. It's on ESPN 2. It's on regular television. Same cable you get on TNT, Nickelodeon, MTV.
I actually tried to watch it like just on Twitch. I was wondering if like Blizzard was gonna do like a Twitch stream of it. There wasn't one. It was just like someone. It was someone else. Just streaming it
because
on their channel.
ESPN negotiated exclusive rights for it. So only ESPN can show the live
coverage. That's what I got from it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, they want us. They want us now.
Yeah. What do you think this does to esports? I mean, a lot of people are familiar with LOL already. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many million people play it. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think this does to exposure for the new game for Blizzard? Do you think it hurts that the game's not out yet? Everybody can't just hop in right now?
I was looking on Reddit. And people were like, guys, I saw Heroes on stream or on ESPN. We were like, all my friends, all my roommates wanted to watch it too. And then we tried logging in, and it's still in beta. It was like the top post. And so people just started throwing beta keys at them. But I'm pretty sure like that's not the case for most people. So yeah, but it generates hype. It's like, oh shit, when this game fucking comes out, oh my god! But until then... We'll just have to wait.
Thank you.
Plebs.
What about you, or Steve?
I think it hurts that it's still in beta. I think they should have made it just open beta right now, so everybody could. If you were kind of interested, and I'm Joe Schmo, and I saw it, and like, oh, this game is kind of neat. I'm gonna try it, and it's free. Well, let's download it and check it out. But then like, oh, it's not out yet. It's not gonna be out for a month. I'm gonna forget about it in a month.
Yeah.
I'll watch baseball in a month. Like, whatever. I think it kind of hurt that. I think that they should have just made it now. But at the same time, it could be, oh, it's exclusive. I can't have it yet. I'm excited for it. It builds up hype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. The game should have been out when they did this. Or not even out, just open beta. Because when Dota did it, that game was already out when it was on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading a lot of haters for when Dota did it. They're like, what the hell is this game doing on my sports channel? No, god damn it, I'm here for fucking NASCAR.
But basketball. Dota was on ESPN3. You had to go on to ESPN.com and click it yourself. Like, you're not just flipping through the channels and like...
Oh.
Like, I think that was a big difference too. Like, you had to go out and get it. Whereas this one was already there. You just glanced at it and you're like, oh, you just check it out.
Yeah, but still, even though it's in beta... It doesn't hurt it. This could only help the game.
Yeah.
It generates a little more hype.
Definitely reaching a different audience than Twitch, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think, I mean, how much did Dota 2's on ESPN 3 help Dota 2 get a foothold? I mean, I don't feel like I noticed a big difference as far as Dota 2 excitement or Dota 2 coverage.
Yeah. Dude, the top second and third trending tweets were about Heroes of the Dorm.
Really? I tweeted about it.
Yeah. Think about that.
What was number one?
I don't know. Kim Kardashian or something.
Mount Everest.
Does it? Mount Everest?
I don't know. I'm taking a guess.
Yeah. Oh!
R.I.P.
Pray for Nepal or something.
Yeah. I like it. It was a good step in the right direction. Those commentators, a lot of people, Day 9 and Artosis, a lot of people made comments about them and how they really grabbed their attention. I think they need to keep going with that for esports.
Yeah, and there was one, there was like a 3v5 or a 4v5, and the team with less players won the battle, and Day 9 was like, a 3v5 is so difficult. Think about a 3v5 in basketball. Like, it's so hard to score if you got double extra defenders and stuff, but it can be done with really good play, really strategic and smart, smart gameplay. And I thought that was a good way to kind of relate it to the non-educated, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I know before I said that I was kind of hesitant. I wasn't too sure that Heroes would be a good competitive game, but I think it would be. It's really exciting. There were a lot of plays where one messed up play would cost the person the game. It was really intense, and there was always action. I think it would do well in competitive scene.
I agree. I think there's a lot of back and forth. I mean, of course, I know you guys didn't all watch it, but watching it, it's like you thought one team won. Like, oh, ASU is like they're dominating this game, but slowly the other team's just chipping away, and like there are some plays that they do, and like it's makes it really exciting.
You know, personally, I didn't think this Heroes of the Dorm thing was gonna be as big as it was.
I had no idea either.
I didn't think so as well.
I saw like a little bit of the stream. There's hella people watching it, like the finals live. A lot of like I don't know, famous people, but like people I know, not personally, but like there's a lot of them watching it.
Like, oh, you mean
The live finals.
Oh, I see.
I watched it a little bit. I didn't pay attention.
Production
to
quality was pretty big. It was good. Yeah, ESPN. It looked good on ESPN.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Except for the cameraman. The cameraman kind of panned away. Like
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, he panned away like during team fights. Like, what is the guy doing?
I'm used to sports.
I mean, I guess it's to show the stadium hype, but you. Pick a camera guy that knows the game. Come on.
Still in its infancy. Hopefully it'll rise and be good. Cause we
can
need
you guys to say I'm actually interested in one. Can we just say that?
Okay, who won the tournament? Spoiler coming 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cal Berkeley won in game 5. It was a really good game. I got in the first half.
Oh, it went to game 5?
Yeah. In the first half of game 5, like, ASU was winning. But then, like, Cal did this kind of, like, all-in strat at the end. They just had, like, a really strong push, and they ignored the team fight, and they just attacked the core, and they ended up winning. It was really exciting. Because the commentator's like, if this fails, Cal is going to lose. Because they'll all be dead for, like, over a minute. And but it was really exciting.
Yeah, each game was alternating. Cal would win, Arizona win, Cal would win, Arizona win, Cal won.
And good for Cal. They got all their university paid for. Like, that's a life-changing victory, man.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's a lot of money. That is a ton of money.
Dude, what Heroes is like
100,000?
100K? Something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's huge. No, it's probably like, 50K a person or something like that.
Okay.
Damn.
Huge.
Dude, Heroes is like one of the only games where you could come back like that with like a YOLO push at the end. Because I've won games like plenty of games like that.
I think that's what makes it exciting and more entertaining. But like I said, I don't know LOL as well as you guys, so I don't have as good of a read on that.
That rarely happens.
I think Heroes is more entertaining than LOL to watch competitively. Just as there's always something going on. There's always a team fight, always. Yeah. It ramps up a lot quicker. But, I don't know. Well, we'll see in the next big tournament. You guys think there's going to be a tournament at BlizzCon? Finals?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totes.
International finals?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
If not finals, like an exhibition or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, showcase the game.
Yeah.
Play our game. It's free.
Yeah, Kelvin was talking about they should do seasons like LOL, because that you gradually get excited. You know there's a schedule of games to watch. Mm-hmm. You can see different teams play on that schedule.
There's Fantasy League, too.
It makes it easier to follow, yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, for LoL, they have a Fantasy League, and that's doing really well.
I don't think there's enough well-known players yet for that, for Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think you'd have to... That's like 2 or 3 years down the line, maybe.
So.
Just make sure you guys draft me first pick.
Did you see that the Cloud9 player... I forgot his name, but he's like the main character... The leader in Cloud9, the LoL team. He's quitting because his wrist hurts him too much. He can't play computer games anymore.
Arthritis?
I mean, it's just like, you know... Derrick Rose busting his knee 3 times.
That's how you gotta use a wrist rest like this one. And you'll be fine. It's made of gel.
Dude,
my wrists are perfect.
Like, oh, yeah, I have the same one, Alvin. I have the same one.
Yeah, fries?
It's probably filthy. I mean, if it was white, it'd probably... If it was originally white, it'd be black now.
I have, like, knife marks and stuff in mine. I was a child.
That's for your keyboard?
Knife marks along with the... along with the cracked panels after you kicked your computer.
Dude, that was not from... I don't kick my computer anymore. I was like 4th grade. Come on. Anymore?
You might as well kick your computer. It's
you
so broken.
You still have the same computer from 4th grade, right?
You should probably kick it a few times. You get like 2 or 3 more FPS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That boost.
Alright, guys. That about does it for this week's episode. Episode 1. Asterisk. anything else you guys want to add?
Nothing, really.
Tweet at me. I'm bored. At Alvin Zores, come on.
At Alvin Zores, it's in the template.
You could tweet at me at SteveNigian22. You could tweet at Gene at GeneDLC. And you can tweet at Richard at Aegis3425. Yep. That about does it. You can catch us every Monday, 7 p.m. on twitch.tv/filthycasualspodcast. We'll be back again for episode 2 next week. Maybe we'll be up on iTunes. Maybe we'll be on YouTube. Maybe something else.
Oh, we will.
I don't know.
We will.
All right, that about does it. If you enjoyed our show, you can email us at filthycasualspodcast@gmail.com. Or since it's like just us, you can tweet or text us. It's all good. If you got questions, topics you want to talk about, send them in.
Yeah.
Text me.
Okay, we should play the music.
All right. Peace out.
Bye-bye.